Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Retro Next podcast. Today's guest is Bryn Donovan. In this episode, we're talking about her time traveling Dune, which is a magical set in Chicago, realistic world. It's a little bit magical. Just bear with me. We had a time traveling Duke who comes into 2025 and he's shocked about the situation. He's not happy about this time traveling moving forward. But it has the best of the both worlds. It has the ideas of what we love about Jane Austen's novels or Regency novels. Think about a little bit of Bridgerton with the sensitivities of 2025. Really love this book. If you like a little bit of magic, this book is for you. In this episode, we talk about Bryn's upgrading career job that she had and many more recommendations for you to binge on. So enjoy this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Hi, Bryn. Welcome to our Trinix podcast.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a former greeting card writer, a former Hallmark Channel employee. And I am a blogger. I have a blog about writing and living a positive life called BrynDonovan.com. And I live in Chicago with my husband and our two rescue dogs.
Oh my gosh, I love this. We got so much to talk about. So you're a writer. Like, what does that mean? You just write little slogans and stuff like that for greeting cards?
Yes, absolutely. Greeting card messages, books for kids. I wrote about 10 kids books. Just anything that gets copy on it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's awesome. So let's talk about her time traveling Duke. So this is like, it's a series. It's part of, there's a 9th book. That's the first book in the series. But they can be read as standalone. There's
not, absolutely.
You
know, yes.
You can read them out of order. You can read the time traveling Duke and then go back to the first book to get a sense of the world and stuff like that. It's a little, I would say it has a little bit of world building, but it's set in reality of Chicago.
Yes.
Which is great. So if you're interested in a little bit out of this world, like maybe some magical things are happening, but you don't want to feel like you're spending too much time with it, this gives you that sense.
Yeah.
And I think her time traveling Duke is a good mashup between Regency and 2025.
Yes.
Which is like the perfect teaser. So I was telling you, it's like a perfect teaser for Bridgerton coming back. Because we do get the sensibilities of the pop modern music, but with Regency style.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to us about like her time traveling Duke. What is that elevator pitch? I think I share like the high levels.
Absolutely. So the elevator pitch is something like magic meets science and sunshine meets grumpy when a love spell whisks a Regency era Duke into modern times. So my girl, Rose Novak, has not had a great success in her dating life. And so she does this little love spell to meet an old-fashioned gentleman. But as she's doing the spell, she can't help but think about this guy in a portrait she saw at the museum where she works. The next thing she knows, she has this Duke from the early 19th century standing in her apartment, and he is not happy to be there. He feels bad. She doesn't know how to get him back right away, and they have to work together to get him back into his own time.
Yes, and he actually wanted to turn double backwards, not forward.
Yes, he's a science guy. He's an amateur astronomer, real smart guy. And he thought, I am going to figure out the secret for going back in time because he lost his wife at an early age. And he wants to go back in time to be with her again and relive those days again. And so when Rose brings him, when he finds out that he's jumped forward in time, he's like, forward? Yeah.
And so just like Back to the Future out of order, then where I think about it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like he's actually moving forward instead of going backwards. Yeah. But the reality is that he wanted to go that way. And it's magical and systems. And there's a painting. And the painting he's actually in the painting makes it to the museum, but it's not because of him, which is surprising at a time. That was the whole point of him being in the museum and being him in the painting. It's actually the painter, actually, the one.
Yeah, so it messes up another piece of art at the museum because she whisks him forward a time before the painter has a chance to paint him in. He's just in the background. So now they have a painting in the museum that the Duke is missing from. Yeah.
Yes. One led you to create this world, because this world it's a little bit magical. At the same time, we're setting in a real institution with the Art Institute of Chicago. And it's very Chicago, which I love. Yes. Even though I was barely there. Maybe I'll go back to the future. Maybe I'll go back to the past. But talk to us about creating this world and setting up, because you're meshing up different genres into this, what is contemporary, but it's a little bit of other genre mashups.
Absolutely. So I have always loved the kind of rom-coms that I used to watch, like in the 1990s, just the ones that you got a really positive vibe from.
Yeah.
But I always wanted them to be sexier, which the books are a little spicier. Okay. But that always appealed to me. And the Art Institute of Chicago, to me, it is a magical place. So when I was little, we took a trip. I grew up in central Illinois, and we didn't travel much, but we took a trip to Chicago as a family. And the first time I went into the Art Institute of Chicago and I saw the George O'Keefe clouds over the staircase, and I saw the Chagall windows. If you've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you've seen those windows. And I have goosebumps talking about this, literally. Yeah. I just thought it was just the most beautiful place I'd ever seen. Yeah. I hadn't seen many places then, but I still feel that way about it. I still think it's just such a wonderful place. And so I think because of that, it was really natural for me to set something magical in there. And I've always loved those kinds of story ideas that have that twist of magic. And
I love this idea of setting up. I've been to Chicago, the Art Institute of Chicago, a couple times, and I think it's magical. Don't get me wrong, I've been to the Mad multiple times in MoMA because I live in New York, but I found that Chicago, like, it was just like this place of spending a day, and just, it doesn't feel crowded as other museums, and it allows you just to browse around and to spend time and exploring and seeing the exhibits and seeing like what it actually offers.
That is so right. I'm so glad to hear you say that. It is actually huge.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest collection of Impressionist art outside of Paris. It's just enormous. But yes, you feel like you're not being shuffled along, that you're just this independent person who can just wander and have it.
Yeah, I think that's like the beauty of it. So if you're over in Chicago, I think you must have a must-have here.
Yes.
There's also the Museum of Natural History. I'm not sure the name. There's also...
The Field Museum.
Both are great, but I think the Art Institute, I would say prioritize
them. It's so wonderful. Yeah.
Bryn, talk to us about the books you read. Like, what kind of books do you tend to read?
I do read in my own genre. So I do read contemporary romance. But I read almost every kind of book there is. I won't read diet or personal finance. Those are the only two things I don't care about.
That's fine.
Only two. Everything else I'm curious about. And so my first love was fantasy, which probably comes through in this writing. I came to romance late because I had the wrong idea in high school. And I thought it was all about all the attractive people getting together. Like the homecoming queen and the homecoming king. And I, like, good for them. But like, I just thought, it's not about me. And then when I read the genre, I realized that it was a lot broader than that. Like, even my character Rose is plump. She's not so perfect. You know what I mean? And yeah, when I actually started reading it, I realized there was a lot more to it to that. So I came to romance a little bit late. But I read all kinds of, so I read mystery, literary fiction. My MFA is in poetry, so I read poetry and history, a lot of history. and other weird books. I read a lot of neuroscience and brain science and stuff. Yeah,
Love
just
it.
a real big range. Yeah.
Love this. Yeah, I can see the fantasy working in this book, at least in this, like the magic system, the magic sort of quote.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's also this sense of the Jane Austen Regency takes and the history
Yes.
around it, like the different specific, because he has a passion in astronomy and actually like building that space continuum. So I can see that
Yeah.
background here along
Yeah.
with today's reality, which is a contemporary
Yes.
rom-com with the spiciness and all the elements that we love about a rom-com.
Yeah. It took a lot of research too, because I had to figure out what did he know about the universe in
Yeah.
his time. And of course, I wasn't going to embrace any scientific theories about time travel, but I wanted to be familiar, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it took a lot of research.
Oh
Yeah.
my gosh. All right. So let's talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Absolutely. So even though I read all across genres, I will stick to romance for this. I will say Love is an Open Book by Chandra Bloomberg that came out this year. Okay, so two that have a lot of pining, but this first one is sweet and then the second one is steamy. So whichever one you want, but there's a slow burn with a lot of pining. So Love is an Open Book with Chandra Bloomberg, her romance author heroine. And then When Grumpy Meant Sunshine by Charlotte Stein, which again, slow burn, but and a lot of pining, but steamier. And I really enjoyed both of those for the smart dialogue, just really intelligent and heartfelt writing. And let's see, I love other romances set in Chicago. So I will say The Accidental Pinup Girl by Danielle Jackson. I loved the characters in that. I like, oh, Lana Harper's Thistle Grove series, beginning with Payback's a Witch. Those were influential for me in writing this
Yeah.
book, in writing something that had the magic in it and that heartwarming element too. Yeah, those were, I thought, very inspiring. Ashley Poston, Dead Romantics and 7 Year Slip. I just really enjoyed both of those and it felt like real magic in places. You had these moments. So that was wonderful. And oh gosh, so the author's name is escaping me, but The Spell Shop, I really enjoyed.
Yes.
So
Yes.
yeah. Sarah Dirt, I'm sorry, I can't remember.
We'll put this
Yes.
in the show notes. Don't worry about it. The show notes will show up.
Yeah, but which is more maybe more fantasy,
Yeah.
but those were some that I just really loved. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a cozy fantasy. So it's still, it's not, it's again, it's not this like high stakes fantasy where low stakes, like your nervous system will actually thank you for reading this.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a funny thing about low stakes romance, because sometimes if you're watching a movie that's low stakes or reading a book, sometimes I'll think about it and think, okay, I'm watching a movie and she's got to pull off the pumpkin festival. But if I was in charge of it in real life, it would feel like high stakes. I don't want to screw up the town pumpkin festival. You know what I mean? So a lot of what we call low stakes, like in real life, you would feel
That's
pretty anxious
exciting.
about it.
Yes, as someone who used to plan events for a living, yes, that's
Right?
actually like stressful. It is not.
Yeah. Like book one in this series, Her Night at the Museum, like you would call it low stakes. Nobody's gonna
Nobody's gonna
die.
die.
No one's shooting at them. But there's a statue that's missing, and Emily wants to get a job here, and she's the prime suspect for stealing the statue. Like in real life, that would make you anxious.
Yes. Yeah, she actually has to talk to an FBI, and that's
Yeah.
not a simple thing.
It's not as fun as it does. But I think the thing is, part of low stakes, I think, is just the whole tone of it. Where even if she's talking to an FBI agent, you're like, things aren't going to get really grim.
No, there. I mean, she's not. She may get arrested for a day, if anything, but not really. She's not going to go to prison.
The whole tone of it lets you know that you're safe. We're
Yeah.
not going to.
Awesome. Tell us where we can find you online.
Oh, sure. Honestly, everywhere, but mainly my blog, bryndonovan.com. But I am on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Blue Sky, Facebook. I'm going to be rebooting my YouTube channel in the new year. So anywhere you like. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. I'll link this to your YouTube channel. But thank you, Brandon, for the show.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the What to Read Next. For more book lists, cozy reads, and library tips, visit the whattoreadnextblog.com. Your next great read might be waiting there. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.